Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
All right, it's time for round one of Beat the Bank.
Yes.
We're doubling it this week. You can win up to $2,000. We play this hour and we'll play an hour from now. So hopefully you get in one of these two times, and then we'll play again tomorrow if you don't get in. But it's all about right now. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll take caller number 13 to play Beat the Bank.
Okay.
A couple things that... Did you guys see that little interview? The awkward question that was asked to Prince Harry?
No. I did not.
So this 9-year-old boy asked Prince Harry this question right here.
Are you ever going to be king?
Oh, that's what
that's
I
the
like.
Question everybody
that.
Wanted, let's be honest.
That's the question I wanted.
You'll be glad to know, probably not.
Oh. Oh, look at the disappointment. I love it.
And it's true, because you got got Queen Elizabeth right now.
Like a lot of stuff would have to happen.
Then
right?
Prince Charles, right?
Well, he probably will be king.
No, Prince. No.
Oh, it wasn't Prince. Well,
no, William's
going to
be.
Oh, okay.
William's
I'm sorry.
Be king.
I was confused. It was Prince William.
Yeah. She has Prince Harry.
Yeah, a lot of people have to die to make that happen for Harry.
And then you got Prince, then you got Charles, then you got Prince William,
and then
isn't it his kid?
Right, it's his kid.
Yeah, so Harry's screwed.
Oh yeah, he was the spare.
Yeah. That sucks.
You have to have an heir and a spare. It's sad, but that's the truth.
Like, there is zero possibility of him doing that.
That's okay. I think he's all right with that.
Still in the royal family, dude.
Yeah.
That's like not having a boat.
There's
it's like you having a buddy
freedom.
With a boat.
There's so much freedom with that. You get all the perks of being a royal without all the responsibility of being the king.
And
he's got it. You want to be the spare.
And let's be honest. I think he's probably the favorite in that family right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because he's the kind of the wild and crazy one.
Everybody loves Harry.
He doesn't go crazy, but, you know, he shows his butt in Vegas. Who cares?
Well, he's calmed down a lot.
Yeah.
Another story from the news, and this one's sad, if you see the pictures or the video.
Uh-huh.
So this Norwegian cruise ship left two passengers behind in the Bahamas last week.
So bad.
Now, that happens. You know, you miss your
sure.
chance to get on the boat.
Very unfortunate.
Unfortunately, their three children were on board. And another passenger filmed the mother running down the dock crying after the boat and finally falling to her knees.
That is someone that has missed the boat. She has her kids on the boat and she's not on there.
Now, what does he do? Does he leave his family here and get on the ship or does he stay behind?
Oh my God, dude.
Oh my God.
They left him.
That's terrible. Dude, he's got to go back for them. He's got to go back for them.
So the wife came over and was basically begging and yelling that, hey, you know, I've got kids. And then she dropped to her knees and started, you know, praying. And it was tough to watch.
That is tough to watch.
She collapses on
that
the dock.
That is tough to watch. But why did they miss the boat? That's what I want to know the backstory here.
I bet they were sitting
What
in
were
a bar.
You doing? Why did you miss the boat? You've got how many passengers on that boat? They
right.
all made
Thousands.
It back.
Thousands.
All made it back.
Sure.
How did your children get on the boat without the parents? I want to know details.
Here's before my
I get
understanding.
Mad, before I get mad at the captain.
So the children were on board with the uncle and the father. And the father realized, oh, my wife's not back yet. And he was on. He goes, let me let me go make sure she gets on.
Yeah, that's what happened.
So I think he got off the boat to go look for his wife by the time he found her.
Now, what was she doing?
Was she doing? Probably shopping or something.
Shopping
buying a couple things because they have little shops right there.
Having a tequila shot somewhere.
That's one of those things where you want to make sure you're on the boat like 30 to 40 minutes before it even is supposed to take off. But she missed it.
It's bad. It's bad. But you can't be mad at a captain.
Right. Have you ever been left behind by your parents?
For not holding the boat. Oh, honey,
I've been left by my parents, but
my parents left me at church. They just, they go. It was just,
been left by my sister at a football game. At a Cowboy football game at the stadium.
How old were you?
12. I was left. My sister said, do not get on a bus without me. I guess they still do. They had shuttle buses that would take you out to the stadium so you don't have to worry about parking.
Yeah.
They pick you up at the mall or whatever. So took me out there. Just my sister and I, the only two. So she said, do not get on the bus without me. Do not get on the bus without me. I'm going to go take a picture of this guy that's playing for the Cowboys. They went to Stanford. Tony, whatever. So she goes and takes a picture. I do not get on the bus without her. Bus starts pulling off. This bus pulls off. This bus pulls off. I'm not getting on the bus without her. This bus pulls off. This bus pulls off. This bus pulls off. This bus pulls off. There's no more buses.
You are a rule follower,
There's
Al.
No more buses.
You finally listened
to
somebody.
I said, well, you know what? I'm not going to. I don't have a ride, but at least I know my sister and I will be okay. Felicia! 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 Darkness falls.
Did you start crying?
It was a noon game. I never forget it. It was a noon game.
How many hours are you out there?
Dark.
How many?
It starts getting dark. About six after the game. I'm in the stadium. How are you going to find a little 12-year-old black kid in this dark outside?
Oh, no, Felicia, you can't say that.
I'm sitting on the curb, one of the little curb, the little things that stop car. I'm sitting on that thing, and finally.
Are you crying?
Yes, yeah, of course I'm crying. I stopped crying. My tears, I'm nasty. Tears had dried up on my
you
face.
Got boogers.
It was cold.
Out your nose.
I never will forget this. Then I see this yellow and white Chevrolet truck pull up with my daddy driving. Look, I was like. He said, what, Felicia? I'm like, I don't know what, Felicia. Felicia at home. She got on the bus. What? I was so mad.
How'd she leave you?
Because she figured I got on the bus. You told me not
She
to
told go. You not to. And she's, like, super smart.
Oh.
But she knows Al.
I know.
I didn't get
He listened.
Oh, Al.
Ooh, I was mad.
That sucks. That sucks.
Oh, I was so mad at my sister.
But your parents never left you. It was just your
sister. No, my parents left me one time.
Oh, they did?
At Wise Cafeteria. And Wise Cafeteria is one of those cafeterias where you have to, like, you pay when you leave.
Yeah.
Right? So you have to have a ticket. And so, fortunately, it was in a black neighborhood. So I just walked. I went to the bathroom. All right? We drove in two cars. My sister left in her car. My parents left in their car. Both thought I was with the other one. I'm in the bathroom, probably, you know what I'm doing, bathroom. So I come out.
It's 10:09, yeah.
I come out. My mama's Oldsmobile is gone. My sister's little Nova is gone. I'm like, looking out the window, like, what's the deal? I have to find a way to get out. So I walk out with this other family, like I'm with them. So I'm, and I just start, I have no phone, no nothing. I just start walking home. And again, here comes a little truck down the street. My daddy, about an hour later, because we weren't far, but it was a walk. So he picked me up.
Man.
We thought my sister had to take somebody. Anyway, I've been left.
Yeah, you've been left a couple times.
And you survived it.
Yeah, you did. You're here with us still. Glad you made it back from the football game, Big Al Mack.
Thank you. And cafeteria.
And the cafeteria, too. All right, you got your rap ready?
Yes.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Beat the bank.
Beat the bank. Beat the bank. Good thing that I don't need much sleep. A shopping spree. Would be so sweet.
Yeah.
Beat the bag. Beat the bag.
All right, let's meet our contestant. Andrea Campoblanco.
Oh.
Cool last name.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, girl.
Oh, my goodness.
Hi, I'm so excited. I'm shaking right now.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. How are y'all?
How do you say your last name again?
The Spanish way, Campoblanco.
Yeah. Campoblanco.
Campoblanco.
Oh, that's funny.
Shout out.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yay!
What are you up to this morning? Are you at work yet?
Yes, I'm sitting in the parking lot watching my students walk into the building.
Oh, another teacher. Cool.
You should wait a couple minutes to catch the ones that are late.
How many?
No, she'll be late.
There's going to be a bunch of late buses because it's raining right now. So.
Oh, okay.
How many times have you actually called in to try to win Beat the Bank?
Oh, my gosh. A bunch of times. Actually, my daughter was like, I hope you get into it today, Mommy. I was like, I hope so, too. I wish she was here, but I dropped her off at school already. But I've been trying.
Okay.
Nice.
I've been trying for a long time.
And what do you do at school?
I'm a Spanish teacher.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's what I talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a jam right there.
I wish I spoke Spanish.
Al, can you please sing Beat the Bank in Spanish, please?
Uh-oh.
Beat the Banco.
No.
Beat the Banco.
Well played. Ganale al banco. Ganale.
Banamex.
All right, now you're just showing off, JC.
Yeah.
I got a Spanish teacher. Spanish.
Do you think it's unfair when Mexican kids take Spanish classes?
They have to. They want to go to college here.
Exactly.
I mean,
It is kind of unfair. We take English.
Right, exactly. That's what I told them.
Yeah.
Kids would get so mad at me when I would take Spanish classes. And I still got to learn the vocabulary and all that stuff.
Well, we were American speaking English, taking English classes.
Exactly.
What's the difference?
But they would get so mad about it. Yeah, he did. Okay, Andrea. Andrea, here's how Beat the Bank works. We're going to put you inside the bank vault. The banker's going to throw dollar amounts your way. Now, today, this whole week, it has doubled it can get up to $2,000.
Mm.
Your only job is to yell stop. We'll accept alto, if you wish.
And okay.
When you say that, that's how much money you will win. The longer you stay in there, the higher the amount gets. Even if he says $2,000, you still got to yell stop. Because if you don't and it closes, you will win nothing, Andrea. We don't want that.
No.
No, we don't. Okay. Al, how you feeling?
I feel medio bien.
Okay.
I want you to win mucho dinero.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Me too. Yo también.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
All right, Andrea. Let's get you in the bank vault. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$90, $240, $350
$90, $240, $350, $420, $610, $820, $1,060, $1,320, $1,420, $1,620, $1,320, $1,620, $1,320, $1,620, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $1,320, $
Wow.
I'm trying so hard not to scream.
Yay.
You are the biggest.
That's the best we've given away, right?
Of any feature I've
so far
seen. My gosh, girl.
1820, I believe, is what we got up to.
1800 something.
At the last one, I got down on my knees.
Oh, Andrea. Andrea Campoblanco.
I had a heart attack, T-boned girl.
For you.
Oh, what are you going to do with $1,820?
I have to share with my daughter, and why not? We'll see what to do. We're probably going to go shopping.
Yeah.
There you go.
And I'll pay some bills, too, but we're going to just have some fun.
Man, your nerves of steel are on point. What's your daughter's name?
Sophia.
Hey, Sophia. Right.
Hey, Sophia.
Oh, I wish she could be listening. She's at school right now, but I'll tell her.
This will replay on the K-Pods. You can listen to it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes. I do that.
Andrea, I'm sure you're happy with $1,820, but just for fun, let's see if it would have gone all the way.
That's good. Let's do
okay.
it.
Let's see. Andrea with the win.
Girl.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
Girl, thank you.
Dying.
Oh my goodness, you played that game.
That's well played. Andrea, enjoy your $1,820. Hold on for us, we'll get you all set up.
I'm gonna take you to Vegas with us Friday.
Yeah, man, she held on strong. I'm so happy for her.
I would have quit it like $1,000, I think.
I believe I was told we have given away over $21,000 with Beat the Bank.
Woo!
That's a lot of money.
Man.
And that by far is the most we've given away so far.
That was exciting.
Oh, man. Mm. So happy for her.
Good job.
Coming up next, we want to help out some parents.
Here we go. We're leaving this city. Hell,
you know this song.
Right now. Let's gather by the campfire.
Yes, I do.
Bunked.
This song. Kiki Walker. Hanging out with someone new.
We're going to hook up a kid who wants to go to a camp. What's the camp spell? Of his dreams.
Okay.
Kikiwaka!
It's not Camp Kikiwaka, I'm sorry.
My daughter wants to go to camp because of this TV show on the Disney Channel.
Oh, really?
It's called Bunked.
Okay. Kikiwaka. Maybe we can make that happen.
Entire month.
You're going to have to pay for that, though, because we can't do it with the show.
Yeah, I know.
We'll meet this young man and what camp he wants to go to. It's really cool when we give away this camp next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We just played round one of Beat the Bank minutes ago.
Woo! A good one, too. It was a good one.
Andrea and those nerves of steel held on to the very last second. And she won the maximum during her turn of $1,820.
Now, the average person, is not going to let it go that far before they say stop.
Right.
But if you do, at 18, you're probably going to say, well, it's got to be 2,000.
Right.
So I'm going to go ahead and let it go.
I'm a chance it.
And then you would have been out of luck.
I would have been so sad.
Oh,
she
boy.
Played it just right.
And a school teacher, too.
Yeah, Spanish teacher.
Yeah.
You'll get another shot to play Beat the Bank coming up in about 30 minutes. And now, good news, bad news. Bad news, Beat the Bank will be ending. Good news, May's going to begin.
That's
and
right.
With the month of May comes Trip a Day in May.
Trips, trips, trips.
We're going to give you a trip every single day in May. So if we're on the radio, we're giving you a trip.
That's right.
We got details tomorrow at this time on how you can sign up to win a trip a day in May.
And this is not qualify every day. This is like an actual trip
every
single day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Big
like,
time.
Get on the plane and go somewhere.
Right.
Every day.
There was
right now.
There was a time I would bring my passport to work every day.
Just in case?
Just in case I got fired.
I remember
that. I would go straight to the airport.
I remember that.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you still do that?
Probably wouldn't be a bad idea, especially after today's performance. Haven't had any sleep.
I think we're
good.
You
have nowhere to go in Mexico anymore.
Yeah, you're right. Well, yeah. I still go to Playa, but I think I'm suffering from private jet lag.
Is that what it is?
Hashtag first world problems. Now, we don't always get to do that. That was like once in a lifetime.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like I feel more tired.
Yeah, I don't know.
Than it is. Okay, so we told you kids to sign up online at kidnation.com if you had a camp of your dreams, right?
Yeah.
And we asked you to send us a letter telling us what camp you wanted to go to and why. And I got a letter right here. And it says, hi, my name is William. I'm 13 years old. I'm in a wheelchair and I play wheelchair basketball. I have been playing for about 5 years. But I still need to improve before I can move up to JV or varsity. UTA and the Moving Mavs have a wheelchair basketball camp that would make me a much better player. I'm not a good shooter, and I would love to learn how to make a basket.
Aww.
As they said in Pitch Perfect, help us make our dream a reality.
How about that? That's
from William,
sweet.
13 years old. His mom, Wendy's, on the phone right now. Hi, Wendy.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Doing great.
That's a wonderful letter your son wrote us. We received it. He's been playing for 5 years, he said, right?
Yeah, give or take.
Now, he can't make a basket. It's just real. I can imagine it's hard enough making a basket without having
legs.
Get around the wheelchair and the arms and the legs. This must be so hard.
Right.
It is pretty difficult. I haven't tried it myself.
Yeah. And the one thing they tell you, like when you start playing basketball, is you got to use your legs to get it
to
up
get
there.
Lift. Yeah.
And has he been in a wheelchair his whole life?
Yes.
He has been in a wheelchair his whole life. Do you happen to have a William there?
I do.
May we talk to him, please?
Absolutely.
All right, let's talk to William.
Hi.
Hey, William.
What's up, big man?
What's going on?
Not much.
So, William, we got your letter here. Awesome that you've been playing basketball, man.
Yeah.
So we can all get better, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Who's your favorite basketball player?
Dirk Nowitzki.
There you go. Can't go wrong.
My basketball number is actually 41, so.
Oh, there
you
go.
That's wonderful. Have you ever met Dirk?
No.
You know, he's really super tall.
Yeah.
Yes, I know that much.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like 7 feet.
I didn't really meet him. He was in the room with me, and I was too intimidated to say anything.
Yeah.
He's super tall.
Man. And he is a super nice guy, so you picked a great role model.
That's right.
Because he's super kind. So here we got your letter, William, and we have somebody on the phone right now that I want you to talk to. Is Doug there?
I am here.
Hey, Doug. I got William on the phone. Would you like to tell him who you are and what you're doing for him?
Sure. Good morning, William. My name is Doug Garner, and I'm the head coach of the Moving Mavs wheelchair basketball team at University of Texas at Arlington.
Hi.
Hello. So, Kid Craddock and his team got in touch with me and told me about your letter, and it came at a great time because we had just gotten some letters of our own from some different camp sponsors. And we have talked with the team there and decided that if you'd like to come to camp this summer, and we appreciate you mentioning our camp because we love it and it's good to know other people love it too, we'd like to offer you a scholarship to come to wheelchair basketball camp this summer.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. He says yes,
yes.
Doug.
He said yes.
He said yes.
Yes.
I was worried, you know, yeah. I was on the fence. He might have said, let me think about it. He said yes.
There's a lot of teams that wanted William, Doug, yeah. So I'm happy he's going with your team.
Oh, thank you.
And now you have a bunch of different camps. You have adult, junior, and adult, and then you have veterans camp as well, right?
Yes, we do.
How long does camp last?
The junior camp, they will come in on July 23rd and leave on the 27th. So
okay.
It's a
week.
About three
and a half days of camp.
Okay.
Sweet.
Now Doug, William's wish is to become a better shooter. Is that possible?
Let's go.
Let's go.
I love it.
All right, William. So we're going to take your stats before you start camp, see how many baskets you can make in a row, and then after camp and see how much better you got. Okay, William?
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Buddy.
That sounds fantastic.
Hey, Doug, if anybody wants to find out about the camps that you offer, where can they go?
They can go to, they can go to uta.edu/movingmavs, and there's a link to the camp there. And then one thing I tell all our campers coming in is get in shape, get ready to push, because we do about 9 hours a day of basketball.
Woo!
Yes, sir.
You ready for 9 hours of basketball, William?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's a long time.
All right. Well, and we'll put the link up at kidnation.com if you're interested in
right.
the camp. We'll have the link to the website and the Facebook page. Doug, thank you so much for making William's dream come true, man.
Absolutely. William, thanks for bringing this to their attention, and I look forward to having you at camp this summer.
Yes, sir. I look forward to being there.
Oh, what a nice young man.
And Doug, one request. As William's agent, I would like William to wear number 41 because that's his favorite. Is that doable?
Let me see if we can work that out.
All right.
Okay. Good deal.
We'll
Good
make
deal,
it happen.
Doug.
All right. William, you're on your way to camp, buddy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're very welcome.
You're going to have a wonderful summer.
Yes.
We love you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Wendy.
Wendy, your son's going to camp. How's that
that's
make you
awesome.
Feel?
So excited.
Good.
Good deal.
He'll be able to build some skills that he doesn't have already.
Yeah.
Perfect. Awesome. And make sure you take tons of pictures and send them to us, okay?
Yes.
All right.
All right, sweetie. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Very cool.
Let me just say a little side note there. Yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am.
Love it.
Right.
Warms my heart.
Yep, me too.
Wendy is raising them right.
Please. I'm trying to beat this into my daughter physically.
Yeah.
Beat her. But you better.
Not literally. Yeah.
But I mean, it just warms my heart when 13-year-old boy.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. No. Oh, I love it.
Please and thank you.
Ugh.
The little things in life.
Get love me it. To do anything you want.
Yeah, right.
Really?
Well, a little child.
Well, ma'am.
Oh. I was going to say, well, Kelly, please. I've been saying please a long time.
Thank you. That's so cool. Maybe we can hit up Mark Cuban and see if old Dirk there.
Yeah, maybe so.
See?
Never know.
You know him, Al.
Dirk, I met him, but I don't know. Yeah. It's not like I can
no, you know Mark, though.
Him. Well, yeah, I know Mark, too. Yeah. We all know Mark.
Yeah. Maybe we can make that happen.
Yeah.
We'll have more camps tomorrow, and guess what? We're extending it. More next week as well.
Oh,
and
we've
got Beat the Bank coming up in 20 minutes. Make sure that have that phone handy.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the Bank coming up in just about 10 minutes. We just gave away a camp to William, who's going to go to wheelchair basketball camp.
That's cool.
Have a good time there.
Didn't you know they had such a thing?
From the text, 30-year-old male here. I have tears of happiness
Aww.
For William. Yes. By the way, we were wondering, how do they get the basketball? Because it's hard to shoot when you don't get the jump.
Yep.
By looking at these basketball players, their arms are ridiculously buff.
Now, my thing is, you know, because the chair's right there, you gotta bounce outside of where you would normally bounce.
Sure,
you gotta consider what's around you. It's a
from what I've seen, they
extra tough.
They wheel and then they do a couple bounces, but a lot they can hold it and then they pass a lot. They do a lot of passing.
Yeah.
Very curious about this.
And they're rough too. They can tackle each other.
We might have to show up for a day of camp and check William out.
Yeah, it looks really cool. We're gonna be going to Vegas tomorrow. It's a team building experience.
Yeah, the whole company's going, like 20 of us, I guess, or 28?
We'll be at
Holy moly.
We have 28
employees here.
We're gonna be staying at the Hard Rock Hotel.
Let's name them all.
And casino.
Yeah.
Good. Google. I can name the ones in this room.
It might be an awkward trip if we're trying to team build when two people are going at it backstage
here. Who's going at it?
Nick is in studio with us right now.
Hey guys.
Hey, Nick.
Nick, we're going to be rooming, too. Who's rooming with you?
Let's see. I'm with Kid TV Ryan.
Okay, perfect.
And, Justin. Justin's in studio, Justin, too.
Hello. What's up?
Justin, you're rooming with...
Elena.
Of course.
Yay!
We're going to be perfect roommates.
I love that. I want to be in your room. Oh,
that does sound like a fun room.
Can. We're going to be jamming out, and I'll be, like, messing with her makeup stuff like normal.
Okay. And... Luckily, you guys aren't rooming together because you guys were going at it backstage.
We're in a fight right now.
We're not doing so okay this week. Since Lemonade was dropped.
It's gotten Beyonce. Kind of ugly.
Beyonce.
Yeah.
Beyonce's Lemonade is what we're talking about.
Me and him are arguing right now.
You have ongoing fights. I remember a couple weeks ago it was about politics and college, college educations and stuff, and now it's spilled over to Lemonade.
What happens while you guys are in here doing a great show,
thanks, Nick.
The people in the back aren't really paying attention, and we're just yelling at each other, arguing. We will argue about anything.
Okay, so there was some yelling. Nick, you watched Lemonade.
I did not watch all of it because I couldn't sit through about 2 minutes of it at a time.
And that's what
And
upset
so then he
Justin.
Decides to come in with an opinion after, like, watching, 3 minutes of it?
Yes.
How do you have a discussion over something when you don't even know it, Nick?
So, as the listeners can tell, I am not feeling Lemonade. Right. Justin loves it. And so we just started bickering back and forth, and we got heated about it, too.
Why are you so mad about Lemonade?
Here was the first. I wasn't with everyone whenever it dropped at Lemonade because I was really busy. And so then Monday comes, and then they're all talking about Lemonade, and they're like, Justin, have you listened to Lemonade yet? I was like, no, girl, I haven't had time. You know, whenever I listen to my Beyonce, I want to, like, listen for it for a nice 12 hours, take her in, and enjoy my mother, you know? So they made fun of me for that. They're like, how could you be a Beyonce fan but not listen to it? I was like, listen, I have my way of... showing my fandom, and I'm going to take her in slowly. And then, we get there. Tuesday, I listened to that all day. Showered with the music, like, slept to it. Been
took
riding
notes.
My car. Yes, took notes, wrote it all down. Come in next day, start singing Beyonce, feeling so good. And then Nick goes, ugh, I hate Beyonce. I'm not feeling Lemonade.
I did not say I hate Beyonce. I love Beyonce.
Just
but
not
I like
human being.
I like fun Beyonce. I like crazy in love Beyonce.
Yeah. Sing a lady.
Love it.
Sing a lady.
Beyonce is wonderful. She's a great musician, great artist. It's just, to me, Lemonade is another angry Beyonce song, and it's not different.
Angry Beyonce song. It's not. Yeah. She's not even angry.
Oh, yes, she was.
She's angry the whole
time.
She's
not angry now. She's not angry now.
And she worked it out through Lemonade.
Because that's what you do with music, though. That is what you do with music. You get out your emotions, and then Nick goes, oh, why can't you just be fun and crazy? I was like, well, when your man cheat on you, do you want her to be singing some lollipop song?
Well, not everything needs to be worked out in song.
That's right.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
No, it does not.
That's how a true artist is, like, lived, and that's why we listen to music. That's what makes good music.
What's crazy is that there's a lot of people that are as passionate about Lemonade as Justin. I'm with Nick.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate the music.
It's kind of a downer.
It's just not my kind of Lemonade.
When I was watching it, this is what I got. It was Beyonce talking for what seemed like 20 minutes, and then she sang a depressing song. Mm. Fast forward through that.
Right.
Then she talks for another 20 minutes,
yeah,
and then she sings another depressing song.
Becky with the good hair.
And at the end, it was cool. I like the very last song where it's Redemption, Jay-Z's back in the picture, Blue Ivy, home videos. It's awesome. But it was just kind of... a lot of boring talk.
It brought you down a little too
much. It didn't hold my attention.
It was like, whoa, girl, this is deep.
Right.
Dang, you're just telling us your whole life and everything that happened. Oh, man, like, that is something that a lot of people can relate to, like, in relationships as well. I mean, I think there's probably a lot of women who, like, leave their man after they cheated on them, but she decided to stay.
Well, she had that one song, To the Left.
Yeah.
So that was about cheating.
Mm-hmm.
And then she comes back a few years later with Lemonade. So it's been happening. Well, right?
Yeah.
So it's been happening for years.
And then
Al says...
How would you feel, Justin, if you found out that this whole thing, this whole premise was just a made-up thing? Like, this was just a manipulation to sell records. Even to sell a good record.
I don't think it's made up.
That was one more thing we argued about. Justin, I don't know how he started saying this, but he was saying something about she's not trying to make money off of it.
Okay.
Huh?
All right.
That's exactly what she's doing
off of it.
That's exactly what she... Okay. Okay. See, this is what Nick has been doing ever since, like, I've been here. It's like, I will say something, and he will twist it and mold it and come up with something else and then tell everyone.
Well, that's
the, Did you know that I'm a communist? Because Nick has been telling everyone in the office that I'm a communist.
You are. Are you voting? Are you feeling the burn?
Yes. I was just talking about Bernie Sanders, and I was like, what if we just, like, try to understand where he's coming from? I'm not saying, like, we should vote for him, but, like, let's put ourselves in, like, his mind and try to see his, like, side. And then Nick goes, so you're a communist then? No, Nick, I'm not a communist. I'm just trying to understand and see. Oh, and so then whenever I said, Beyonce isn't trying to make that lollipop good feel like crazy in love Beyonce. That's not who she's trying to be right now. She is in this mood, and she wants people to know, like, what happened. So that is what she's going for, and she's not going to sell what people are going to tell her to want, like, what they want, like what Nick wants from her. Mm. She's going to sell and promote what she wants, because she doesn't need anyone. She is queen now.
But
she
as, can like, put out her own I don't music. Think you answered Al's question, though. As a big fan, and you thinking this is a autobiography.
I would feel so hurt if this was all just for publicity.
Because you think Jay-Z screwed up and this is really what happened.
Yes, I believe it all is real. Something went down in the elevator.
Oh, we saw it.
Of course it did.
Yeah. And I mean, that's a fact. I believe that something had to do with it.
Okay, my second question is, how would you feel if you found out that Beyonce was a communist?
If Beyonce was a communist, I don't know how to. I don't think so. I don't think so at all.
Now, also, I think Twitter should create something for the beehive. Because you know how bees can only sting once?
Yeah.
So when they come at you, they can only come at you one time, and they can't keep stinging.
Yeah.
If Twitter could create that, that'd be great.
Yes, but I'm not part of the beehive, because they go after anyone. Like, they're going after Jay-Z and all that.
Yeah, so they're going after everybody.
Beyonce's over it. Like, they are together and they are happy. And beehive needs to just, like, let it drop. Just, like, celebrate and enjoy the album with everyone.
Just be a Beyonce fan.
If you don't fall asleep, you can enjoy the album. It'd be great.
Fall asleep. All the music's good. Oh, my goodness. My favorite song, one of my favorites is Sandcastles, and she hits that ugly, beautiful note where she's talking about where she scratches his name. If you haven't heard this album, I know you won't and you never will. Mm-hmm. But if you like good music, you'll listen to it. It's so pretty.
Can you hit that note for us, Justin, if we didn't watch Lemonade, please?
She says the D word, but I won't say it. But she goes, DM, scratch your name. And then it's so ugly. And then she makes it go pretty.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm.
Make it go
but
pretty.
That was the ugly note, because that's the only note I got down. And then she also has the song 6-inch Heels.
Yeah.
It goes, 6-inch heels, walked in the club like she owned. Wait, oh my goodness. Am I singing on live right now? And
yeah,
I just messed it up. Oh my gosh,
I did.
But it's all new.
You're going to get kicked out of the Beyonce club.
I probably am, because I just messed it up. But she murdered everyone, and I was her witness. I'm so good.
How many times have you watched Lemonade?
I've watched it twice.
Twice.
All right.
I've seen people that have watched it over and over again.
Every day.
Mm. Like, every day.
There we go. Yes, this is a song. And this is what I want. When we go to Vegas, I want a slow motion of Kelly rocking those beautiful legs and heels slowly with, like, some wind blowing. Oh, man,
nice.
To this
Bring
song.
Me a wind machine.
I got a beautiful music video on my mind
hair
with this
dryer.
Song. So pretty.
So I don't know if we're ever going to get over this Beyonce beef.
No, but that's going to be
But I think we're going to have to put it behind us.
We are going to have to put it behind us, but we will listen to it when we're traveling together, right?
I'm not going to share headphones with you or something.
I was just going to play it out loud, like bring a whole.
No, see, we're going to be on a plane with other people that probably want to sleep and stuff.
Yeah, like me. That'll be me.
You know, Al wants to sleep. Yes. I'm probably going to take
one of those headphones things that has a splitter so you can both listen with your own
earbuds. See, Nick doesn't want to do that.
I think we should, like, actually just have the whole plane play it out loud.
Okay.
Beef you can watch a movie. We should watch Lemonade.
Is the beef squashed? Can we get a hug?
I'll hug you, Justin.
Is it? But
I'm just
agree
to disagree.
Agree to disagree, but Nick, you have to promise me not to call me a communist anymore, and also to say that I told everyone that Beyonce isn't doing it for money, because of course, like, it is for the money as well too.
All right.
I promise. I will not do those things. Mm-hmm. I won't call you communist anymore.
Stop putting words on my mouth, Nick. Whenever you're gonna say what I said, say what I said.
I just said I'm not gonna call you a communist
anymore.
Okay.
And I'm not going to say Beyonce's not doing it for the money.
Okay, Nick. And then I'll leave
But
you
she's selling her album for $18. Yeah. She could have sold it. She could have not sold it at all.
Right.
She
could give
it away for free. She's not making money.
She's going to make money from it. Yeah. But if you're going to say what I said, then say what I said.
Like, give him a hug.
Okay.
Give him a hug. Hug it out.
I won't.
Give it up for Nick and Socialist Justin.
Socialist Justin.
Thank you.
Okay.
This Vegas trip is going to be such a mess.
Oh, boy.
It's going to be such a mess. Look at them. They're already arguing.
You're wrong, Nixon. You're wrong.
I love them. I
hope people
love
listening
them.
Get as much of a kick out of this as we do in this
room.
I know. Because it's true. During the they are back there. You don't understand how heated it gets back there.
I mean, what a cool
Nick
job.
Nick just pokes.
Nick is so the funny. Best poker. That
but
sounds weird.
He's so chill.
He's so chill.
Yeah,
he must have been like the leader in his debate team.
Had to have been.
Because he can do it with us. He doesn't really do it together, but he can do it to the guys.
Oh, yeah. He does?
Oh, he's a great poker.
He didn't poke me.
He's a subtle guy. You don't see it coming, and then boom, it's like, wait a minute. Did he just make fun of me to my face, and I just walked away? He's good at it. Well played. All right, let's play round two of Beat the Bank. We had a big winner earlier. Andrea, the Spanish teacher, walked away with $1,820. It can get up to $2,000 because it will double this week. We play right now, 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Give us a caller number, Kelly.
Oh, gosh. I want to go a little bit higher today.
Okay.
I'm going to say 27.
Got it.
Caller number 27. You get to play Beat the Bank next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Look at that. Half glass full.
Half glass full.
Another favorite quote from Justin's rant about lemonade from America on the text. Her favorite quote was, "If you're going to say what I said, then say what I said."
I love that. I love that.
Famous words from Justin.
Yeah. Don't waste your time and energy on trying to find new words to put into a sentence. Just use the other ones over and over and over again.
That's our boy.
He's passionate.
Yeah.
That's our boy.
I love that.
Shay, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, great. How are y'all?
Doing great. Turns out you are caller number 27.
Seven, yes. I went up higher today.
Yes. Yeah.
What are you doing right now?
Well, sitting actually in the parking lot at McDonald's. dropped my daughter off in her car.
What are you going to get?
Well, I'm actually not going to get anything. We have been downtown. She had a big mock trial thing, and they recognized her downtown. So,
whoa.
I'm dropping her in her car.
Oh, okay.
They recognize her.
How can you pull into a McDonald's parking lot and not get a McGriddle?
Yeah, at least get
I don't understand.
At least get, 10 chicken nuggets or something.
No, it's breakfast.
Breakfast time.
You get McNuggets at breakfast?
I get McNuggets at breakfast.
You can't get McNuggets this time of day.
With the sweet and sour, you can't?
No, you got to get, a breakfast burrito, sausage, egg, and cheese burrito.
Oh, never mind then.
Sausage and cheese McGriddle is my favorite. No egg.
I love it.
Just in case you were wondering.
You know the rule?
Yes.
You know the rule of our show, never get a number two, though. That's just awkward to get it.
Yeah.
You're so nice to laugh at that. I hope you win a lot of money.
Yeah, we do.
Me too.
Right?
And Shay, I've been told you're a preschool teacher, huh?
Yes. Aww. Little three-year-old.
Oh, such a sweet age.
Oh, such a great age. Yeah.
Do they ever have temper tantrums for you, or are they pretty nice to you because you're the teacher?
Oh, not at all.
Only the parents. Yeah. Right. Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Man, I could barely handle two. Imagine her handling
it. Three was really rough, but I know for the teachers and stuff, it's sweet because kids act differently for their parents.
They sure
do.
They do.
Three
it's
was
really
horrible.
True. They do.
Yeah.
We have 14 of them, me and my co-teacher, Cindy.
Aw.
So there's a lot of them.
They're so cute, too. All right, Shay. Well, here's how it works. We're going to put you inside the bank vault. This is double week, which means the banker could get up to $2,000.
Could.
Okay.
The longer you stay in there, the more money you acquire. All you got to do is yell stop. When you say stop, that's how much money you will win, Shay. And then you walk away and buy all the McDonald's.
And we've seen the vault close really early, just a few $100. We've seen it go up to $2,000 a couple of times. We have no idea where it's going to stop.
Right, exactly. How does Big Al feel?
Oh, good question.
I'm glad you asked because I'm kind of thinking half glass full on this one.
You are?
That's optimistic.
Well, that is, but half is the key word that I'm going for there, okay? The banker is not a big fan of preschoolers, I don't believe.
What?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I hate that.
Yep. So you think it's not going to go very high?
I don't think it's going to go very high. That's just my personal opinion.
This is gut instinct.
Yeah. Okay, good.
All right.
Okay, good.
Look at that. Okay. Half glass full.
Half glass full.
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. Shay, you know the rules. You know how Al's feeling. Only one thing left to do. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$240. $310. $440. $510. $690. $770.
Stop.
$770
is where
she wants to stop.
Hey, you scared her, Big Al.
I hear you. I was a little afraid.
No, it's okay. I would have done it anyway. That makes you a nervous wreck.
I know. Well, good. I had 900 as far as what I felt like it was going to go up to, but I don't know. I don't know either.
Well, Shay, no shame in that. You got $750 for sure. That's yours. Putting it in the pocket. But for fun, we would love to see how high it could have gone. Okay, let's check it out.
We're at 900.
Oh. Okay.
1,060. 1,140.
Oh, not bad.
Oh, good. Okay.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Got a lot out of it.
There you go.
And I correct myself. Shannon said it was 770.
770.
770.
Got it.
Got it.
$770. Another $20 for a tank of gas.
Oh, that's so great. I have two kids so that we need it.
All right.
The gas.
Right, the gas. Driving them everywhere. You're driving them downtown, getting recognized and all that.
Oh, my gosh. They each have their own car. They kill me.
Wow.
I feel you.
All right, Shay. Well, you have a wonderful day today. Have fun at work
and enjoy
your $770 right there.
Yay, Shay.
Boom. Beat the bank.
Man, gave away $2,500 today, dude.
Nick just told me over $32,000 would beat the bank. Wowzers. That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
A lot of money.
A lot of bank.
Take a minute to sink in. We'll play again tomorrow if you didn't get in. Tomorrow's Friday.
All right.
Which means you still have a shot to win up to $2,000.
And next week is Trip a Day. A trip every single day.
Yeah, Trip a Day in May. Every day.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Shout out to our two winners today. Shay, who won $770. And Andrea, who won the maximum during her turn. $1,820 with Beat the Bank.
Woo!
We had a good day with Beat the Bank.
Very good. Very good.
We're off to Vegas tomorrow. On Monday, we have our first Kentucky Derby race coming up, guys.
Yeah. What is the Kentucky Derby, Kelly?
Well, the Kentucky Derby is a play on the Kentucky Derby.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do is we have all these horses in the race, and every day you predict which horse you think is going to win. And if your horse wins, I don't have the rules in front of me.
You move on to the final round,
and on the last day, we have one big race.
Yep.
And the person whose horse wins on that final day, I believe we place a real bet
at the Kentucky Derby.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember from last year's rules.
Yeah. You can win a lot of money. So we got to tell you which horses are going to be racing. The first race is on Monday.
Okay.
So we got that all going. We got an announcer. It's going to be all official and everything.
It's really fun. Yeah.
Listen, it's fun if you also, while you're listening, to watch Kid TV.
Yes.
Because they do these really fun, they do a lot of work in the man room producing these little races to go with it. Yeah, it's fun.
And all the horses have something to do with the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. The names of the horses have something to do with something that's happened in the last year.
It's fun.
Yeah,
and
it's always fun.
When you're listening, you need to wear one of those big hats, too. That always adds to it.
If you want to, sure.
It adds to it.
Yeah. Might increase your luck. Mother's Day around the corner. We got the Mommish Tripping Contest going on. One special Kid Nation mom and her family will be rewarded this Mother's Day with a trip for four to L.A. We're calling it Mama's Trippin'. You go to KidNation.com and tell us about that one time your mom got super upset over something big or small. Now, we have an example.
Mom is tripping, yo. My younger brother announced to everyone at Christmas dinner that our mom went to the bathroom with the door open right before starting to cook for the family, and she didn't wash her hands.
Oh!
My mom lost it. She was so humiliated and mad. Side note, she swore that she did wash them in the kitchen, but I didn't eat any of the mashed potatoes that year. The family still gives her a hard time every time she cooks for us.
Oh, that's not good.
Oh, man.
Oh,
man.
I don't blame Mom for tripping on that.
Did she wash her hands, though?
She did, in the kitchen.
Okay, just making sure. She says she washed her hands in the kitchen. And then she went to the, I don't know about that one.
I'm going to be tripping, yo.
Mom and family could win a trip for four. We'll give you the airline tickets, four tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood, three nights at an extended stay hotel, and bonus, $1,000 in spending cash because you're going to need it out there in L.A.
Boom.
Get your mom tripping this year. Enter by Sunday at midnight, Central.
Got it.
And then we'll start handing that out. And go buy your mom some flowers this Mother's Day. Don't forget about that.
Yeah.
I think this is the second busiest day for the florist, right? Valentine's Day is first, and I think Mother's Day is second.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. Mom be tripping.
Forget about mama.
How's boyfriend doing, Kelly?
He's doing good. Why do you ask?
Hello, Alan.
Just wondering because he was sick before we left for New York.
Oh, just randomly brought him up.
And, he's my sensei.
Yeah.
We're super into magic now on the show.
Yeah, we are.
Well, two of us.
Yes,
we're
now Facebook official.
Yeah, Kelly's Facebook official.
It's first, so silly, but
first thing
it's
I saw
fun.
Was two. Yeah, the relationship is Kelly Raspberry is in a relationship.
Yeah,
yeah, in a relationship. It was Facebook official.
Big time.
Like, oh, I thought you were better than that. I'm like, come on, it's silly, it's fun.
But since we're into magic, I like these magic stories that keep coming out.
Yeah.
And last week, Ellen had this little magician kid. I think he was on her show before.
Mm-hmm.
And he's hilarious because he's got extreme confidence. His name's Britton. He takes over the stage. He shows off his natural skill, which is magic.
Yes.
The only problem with his act, and remember, he's a kid. The only problem with his act is that we know exactly what he's doing because his tricks are super obvious. He turns around every time it's time to change the tricks and doesn't seem to think it looks suspicious, but he does it anyway.
Aww.
In fact, while he was on Ellen's show, she couldn't stop laughing during Britton's act, having to reach for tissue because she was crying laughing so hard, and it's beyond contagious. You could hear her laughing here. Poor kid's trying to do magic. He's turned around. Clearly doing something. Staring down at what he's doing.
Watch this video when you get to work.
Got it. Okay.
On Ellen Tube.
Come on, Ellen.
Okay.
Abacadabra, make football multiply now. Now.
Oh, wow.
He is the cutest.
Africa, yeah, bro.
Cute kid.
You got to see this video.
Yeah, watch the video when you get to work.
I mean, laughter is contagious, and you laugh at Ellen laughing at this, but we'll post it at we'll post a link at kidnation.com. I'll have it on my Facebook page. Kelly will have it on her Facebook page, too. This kid is greatness.
Good. We love magic. Who knew?
Could you take that to Vegas and be the obvious magician? As long as you had like a comedy
act. Obvious, yeah, if you make it a comedy act, yeah. The obvious magician. I love that.
Yeah.
Al, you could probably do
you
that.
You could be Obvini. The great Obvini.
I just like the obvious magician.
Or the obvious magician. I'm overthinking.
Obvini. I might have to give up the magic thing.
What?
Because I've been trying I can't do the thing you need to do, which is the sleight of hand.
You need to practice. Everybody doesn't get it. You have to do like hundreds of times. That's the thing is nobody's willing to put in the work.
Yeah.
They just want to do the magic and get the praise.
Right.
I just want to be
the hours
good.
And hours and hours that it takes to get good.
You know that, dude. Come on. These football players don't get good. They don't just go out and catch these passes and just by not practicing. They go to practice and practice and practice.
It's not that easy. How long did it take you to learn to teach yourself how to play guitar? How many hours did you do that?
A lot.
See? It's the same with magic.
That was before I had kids and stuff. My kids don't even care. That's why I wanted to learn magic, so they would be thinking I'm cool.
They will. He can teach you. Okay. What if he teaches you how to pull like a coin out of their ears? They'll care that.
Oh, yeah.
That. Okay. Well, let him teach you that, and then maybe you'll be more excited to learn the other stuff when you can fool your kids.
Or just get something. Have a little kid that was on Ellen teach you how to do some of those tricks.
Have a little Britton come on.
Obvious JC.
You can be pretty obvious with kids. Those are, that's the tricks that they really like. But when I try the trick that Alan taught me with the card, they don't like
you,
that.
You did it once and it worked. The second time it didn't work. He's like, oh, but you didn't practice it.
Yeah, you got to practice, though.
Now, I'm giving up magic. I can't do it.
I just want it to be natural.
Dude.
You got to practice to be natural.
Athletes are natural athletes,
but
right?
They practice.
They do. They still practice.
Decades.
Yeah.
Dude, I did not get to be the world's greatest restaurant owner by just chance.
Man,
I practice.
You know,
restaurant's going well? Everything going well at the restaurants?
Yeah, it's going fantastic.
The new one's awesome?
Oh, going great.
Old one's great?
Fantastic.
You got regrets? No regrets?
Running like a top.
You got it staffed and everything?
Boom.
At what point you just say, I'm done? I'm just curious.
Yeah.
It's done. I'm good. I'm good. It's going
when was the last time you said, I want to close down shop?
No, I never said that.
You've never once thought that I made a big mistake. Yeah. Never
well,
once.
Well, I've never said it out loud.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.